At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, George, here is the issue. Woj said in his report on NBA today that the Nets could run the risk of alienating Kevin Durant. That's different than a report saying Kevin Durant is upset.
Correct.
They have alienated Kevin Durant. And I think that's important because at this point, apparently, Durant's not really, you know, obviously he wants Kyrie back in addition to being his good friend. He's a great player. But unless he really gets fully involved and issues an ultimatum, then I wouldn't worry about it if I'm the Nets. And even if he does get involved, Kevin Durant is locked up for the next 4 years. He's locked up until through the 2025-2026 season. So he can't go anywhere unless the Nets play ball with him. And I don't, at his age, at this stage of his career, can he really afford to like sit out? And remember, the Nets could trade him anywhere. He won't have the leverage to demand, I want to go here, there, or there. And so, again, Durant may not get involved. Woj is right and just throwing out the possibility that, yeah, this is, remember, they're great friends. He could get upset. But right now, it doesn't appear that that's the case. But would you, what if Durant is upset? What if Durant does get upset and issues the ultimatum? Then do you feel like you just got to give him the five, Kyrie, the 5-year max?
No, man. Like, the idea of throwing good money after bad, same way that Philadelphia might do with James Harden, it's better to admit that you made a mistake and go to Kevin Durant and be like, look, man, I know that you guys are friends. I know that you want him here long term. But as we saw last season, we don't know if we can't tell which direction the wind is going to blow every single day. And we want to make sure that we can build and continue to build a great franchise around you in a winning situation for the duration of your career. And we can't do that if there's dead money on the books every single year because he's not playing. Now,
yeah, I don't know. I hear you. I just don't. Here's the problem with that if I'm Kevin Durant. It's not like they're just beginning, right?
Yep.
And they're just starting to build. They had James Harden, and that went wrong. They've got Ben Simmons, and so far that's going wrong.
Yes,
remember, they thought Ben Simmons was going to play last year. They thought he was going
to
play last year when they traded for him. And so that's been a problem. And then obviously you got Kyrie. So it's not like they're not continuing to build anything. They've been trying to build, and every single thing they've done has come up bad in their face. And so that's the problem. At that point, Durant might be like, man, this is just ridiculous. But again, he doesn't have the leverage. I heard Bobby Marks, the former executive for the Nets, actually, now works for ESPN. He brought up a contract proposal that he would give Kyrie Irving, and I think it's smart. It's a four-year max deal. So you rip up the option, you give Kyrie a four-year max deal. But only the first 2 years are fully guaranteed. And if Kyrie plays 65 games, at least 65 games in each of the next two seasons, the final 2 years kick in and they're guaranteed. All he's got to do is show up for work. There's no, you got to make the All-Star team.
Yep.
You got to average 20 points. None of that. Just show. If I'm the Nets, I would even be willing to drop the 65 games to 60. And I think that's a fair offer.
I don't know that
Kyrie's going to think that, but I think that's a fair offer from the outside looking in.
Okay. So, yeah, it doesn't – see, the thing is, nothing needs to be tethered to awards and all of that, because I don't think that there's any question about if Kyrie is on the floor – whether he is, if he shows up to work and he's on the floor, whether he's going to be a good player or not.
Right.
I don't think there's any question
about availability,
that.
Period.
Correct. It's getting him to work every single day that has been the issue. And 60 games kind of seems to be a reasonable number, because that still gives you enough time if you're Kyrie Irving to like have a mid-year sabbatical or something else.
And that's the thing. I might put that in there. No mid-year sabbaticals. You're on sabbatical right now. And you will be for the next couple months. I mean, that's how I'd be looking at it.
Yeah.
If I'm the Nets.
He's only played more. I mean, think about this. In 2018-19, he played 67 games. Prior to that, and I know the 2020 season was short, but he was hurt anyway.
Right.
The last time that he's played more than 60 games was 2016 and 2017.
Well, that's why, he's like we said, he's been injury prone throughout his career. That's why I might be willing to drop it to 60. Because the fact is, sadly, players are playing fewer games nowadays. Not many. A lot of guys didn't play 70 games last year. I mean, I'm talking about top-notch stars.
Yeah.
So I would be willing to drop it to 60. But again, I think look, here's the bottom line. And here's what's not kind of being part of the discussion. Kyrie wants to stay in Brooklyn.
Correct.
All right? So he should be willing to come to a win-win situation with them. They don't want to give him the full five-year max. They want to give me maybe a year, 2 years.
He does not want to be a pawn. He does not want to be a pawn.
That's not a pawn.
No, listen. He doesn't want to be a pawn. He doesn't want the media to be bothering him. He wants to stand on his own.
He wants to go to New York?
He wants to be a voice for the voiceless, even though he's not talking. So the whole point in that is we don't know what Kyrie really wants in his heart. And I think it actually changes on a day-to-day or week-to-week basis. So your idea of putting 60, 65 games on it, that is totally reasonable. That is reasonable and that is logical. Now, whether Kyrie interprets that as logical and reasonable and a win-win is something totally different, because all these things that he said, it could be interpreted as disrespect, as them using him as some sort of example and a pawn, because nobody else does this to all-star and all-NBA caliber players.
If it's good enough to Joel Embiid, it can be good enough for Kyrie. This, your consequences of actions. All right, and when you decided to take a week off here, 2 weeks off there, that's on you. Now those consequences have actions. As great a player as you are.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
More info coming out about Daniel Snyder. Roger Goodell got involved. So Rob G., give us the latest on what's going on with Daniel Snyder, the owner of the Washington Commanders.
Sure. So the House committee hearings were today. They've been ongoing. And before the testimony started of Roger Goodell, they released information that said that Commanders owner Daniel Snyder conducted a, quote, shadow investigation of allegations he had fostered a toxic work culture within the organization. And his ultimate goal was basically to discredit the people who were accusing him. So that was the big bombshell that dropped early on Wednesday morning. Of course, Roger Goodell still had to testify in those hearings later on, and he was up there for about 2 hours. Near the end of his testimony, those were the money quote. One of the people on the panel asked him if he was willing to remove Daniel Snyder as the owner of the Commanders. Here's what Goodell said, quote, "I don't have the authority to remove him, Congresswoman." Now, it should be noted he does not have the authority, but he could recommend that the owners vote on his status as an owner moving forward, and they would need 24 of 32 to vote him out for that to happen.
And here's what I'm going to say, George, and thank you, Rob. If the NFL is going to be consistent, right, and we know they're going to come down on Deshaun Watson, and rightly so. I mean, assuming, you know, that this stuff is true. And at this point, I don't know that we're going to find anything out. You know, I don't know that we're going to find anything out whether who's right, who's wrong. It's just he said, she said. So if this remains the situation and the stuff that's alleged of Deshaun Watson's behavior is just out there, then I think he very well might get a full year suspension. And if they're going to be consistent in punishing players for this type of behavior, then they have got to do the same thing with owners. It says in their own articles, their own league constitution, that they hold owners to a higher standard than players. So if that's the case, how in the world can Daniel Snyder get away with a toxic work environment where a few women said that they have been sexually harassed hundreds of times, where he gave $1.6 million of hush money to a woman because in 2009 he was groping her, he tried asked her to have sex with him, and tried to take off her clothes. And he gave her $1.6 million to go away. And you can't, so at the very least, Roger Goodell's right. He doesn't have the authority to remove Daniel Snyder because ultimately he works for the owners. But he's got to recommend it, George. As much as I want Deshaun Watson to, you know, be punished for what his behavior, if this stuff is true, I don't want him being punished when owners are able to get away with this type of stuff. You got to be fair.
You are 100% right, Chris. 100% right. But the issue is this, is that Robert Kraft just had an incident down in Florida. No punishment there. Yep. That the people who control the money, Roger Goodell, he works for the owners. Like, it's not like he doesn't work for the players. He doesn't work for the league. He works. He is the central figurehead for the ownership. So he's in a situation to where other owners, you just had Jerry Jones get some bad press about a potential daughter in Arkansas, all of that.
And so, remember the PR guy for the Cowboys who was filming, taking video of cheerleaders when they changed? Yep.
And I have believed this from the beginning, Chris, and that I don't have any evidence for it, but this is where all of the tea leaves point to one thing. Is that Daniel Snyder and the Washington Commanders, they signed a deal with the NFL that they have a common interest agreement that about this situation, that they're mutually in this on some level and that they don't want anything released. And remember, they gave an oral report of the situation.
They didn't even want a written report.
Correct.
You're right. That tells you a lot.
Yes. And that what I believe is, I believe that Daniel Snyder, that he sat in those owner meetings and that he said, oh, if you make me sell my team, I will, because remember, he's been on record saying he wants to pass it down to his kids and all of this stuff.
Yep.
That he will burn the whole thing down.
Yep.
That, and I think that they are going to be hesitant to do it. But if he is removed, it won't be because of this. It will be because if they find out that he ended up having those double sets of books and he cheated the other owners out of money, that will be what gets him removed and not this.
Now, look, that's a great point. You're probably right on that. Look, it's the billionaire boys club. That's really what it is. People wear that clothing, those shirts and all that, and they just wearing it for fashion. This is the real billionaire boys club.
Yep.
And they have been used to getting away with whatever they want. And they're not alone. I mean, as you know, George, a lot of athletes are like that. But when men have money in this country, they have been used to, and really probably all over the world, used to getting away with whatever they want. And I'm going to say this, George. There are a lot of negatives to social media, but this is one of the positives, is that more people have a say.
Yep.
And the common person has a say now on this. Without social media in the past, this would, you know, the common man was powerless to even address things like this. Now at least they can get a groundswell going on Twitter. People can be upset. They can cancel people. Things like, and I don't always agree with that, but I'm just saying they can make it ugly for the NFL if you're going to come down on Deshaun Watson, but your owners are getting away with similar types of things. And then, George, when you bring in the racial dynamic, black player getting punished, white owners getting away with stuff, then it really can get ugly. And I'm going to say, look, and again, this is not in any way, shape, or form a defense of Deshaun Watson.
No way.
It's just saying everybody's accountable, players and owners. And again, your own rule book says that you hold owners to a higher standard. So I would say this, George, and I'm not confident it will happen. But if they came down on Deshaun Watson and did with, like, say, a year-long suspension and did nothing to the owners, the players need to stand up.
Facts.
And again, not in defense of Deshaun, but in defense of, look, y'all got you wouldn't let Pac-Man Jones go to strip clubs. And y'all know I don't agree with that type of behavior, lifestyle, but he's free to do what he wants.
Yep.
Y'all this wouldn't even let classic. Him do that. And you got owners doing all types
do
of things.
Do as I say, not as I do. Because I'm the boss. You work for me and you sit over there and you do what I tell you. Hey, don't worry about what I'm doing over here. And if you get out of line, I'm going to suspend you. But don't come pointing your finger over here. And that's where the NFL, I've said for a long time that they messed up when they got into the adjudication business. And,
yeah,
and
I think
like
you're right.
I know that it sucks and that it doesn't feel fair to people that, like, if somebody does something wrong or potentially does, that they still get to, in their minds, have a great life and a career and all of that. But the NFL is not in that business, and they run the risk of having situations like this, where Jim, their owner, one of their owners, Jim Irsay, has had some substance abuse issues, multiple DUIs,
and he has been suspended a bit. Yeah.
But where you have Robert Kraft, absolutely no punishment.
You're right, and I've always looked at that like, first of all, let's keep it real. Is the NFL going to do a better investigation in the police department than the FBI? No. Right?
Correct.
They're not. And so why are you getting in this business? I get it. But I think they have to just be like, look, whatever the authorities decide, if they decide that so-and-so didn't commit a crime and he's, you know, innocent in a court, proven innocent in the court of law, or they couldn't find him guilty, whatever, then, hey, we got to let him play.
Yep.
And you're right. It is not great PR, but now this is where you got to deal with other stuff like this, right? Because you look hypocritical. And some people will say you look racist.
Yep.
And
see,
so,
but the problem,
yeah.
You can't try to just bend and waver to public opinion. The NFL would be better off just coming out and saying or have said, but now they've crossed into this water too many times.
After this.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true.
If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, George, let's go back to the NBA. And let's play a game. I really hope it doesn't come to this. But let's just go hypothetical for the sake of discussion, because it will be an interesting discussion. We know that Kyrie Irving and the Nets are at an impasse, right? Struggling to figure out how they're going to move forward together or if they're going to split. And Adrian Wojnarowski for ESPN has said that the Nets have to walk this. They're trying, you know, to be strong with Kyrie and not just give him the 5-year max because it's not good for their culture. It would be rewarding bad behavior, and they just can't count on him because he's been unreliable for the past 3 years. But yet, as they do that, they don't want to alienate Kevin Durant, who's good friends with Kyrie, who came to Brooklyn because, in large part because of Kyrie, they came together as a package deal. And so you got to walk that fine line. But let's say, and we don't know, to this point, Kevin Durant has not come out and said anything. He has just played, and he ain't hard to find, right? He's on Twitter commenting about all things basketball. So if he wanted to, he could say something. And he hasn't just yet. But let's say at some point he does. If he's like, look, if y'all don't sign Kyrie, I'm out. Where do you think he could go or should go? Now, remember, here's the thing. Even if Kevin Durant said, I want it out, he signed through the 25-26 season, the next 4 years. So he has very little leverage. I don't see KD pulling a James Harden where you quit on your team. Gosh, I hope he doesn't do that, and I don't think he will. I don't see him pulling a Ben Simmons where, let's keep it real, you quit on a team. I don't see that. So they have the leverage, and they could. This isn't a situation, because he's got so many years left on his deal, George, where he could be like, look, I want to go to the Lakers, and they got to trade him there. Because if you're going to play ball, it's going to be for us or wherever we trade you. So it is not necessarily, George, in his best interest to demand a trade, because he could end up somewhere he really doesn't want to be. But you tell me, if he got traded, I'm going to put it this way, or if he wanted a trade, where would you like to see him go? I want him to stay in Brooklyn and get it done there with Kyrie and Simmons. But if he's traded, where would you like to see him go?
I would not mind him going to Miami.
That's not a bad one. I thought about that.
I would not mind seeing. And mind you, I am going to go with places that he would not, that I don't think that he would mind being. Okay. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, I want to see him in Sacramento. What? Cause that ain't going to last long.
Right.
I would not mind seeing him.
But here's the thing. They could trade him to Sacramento. Listen,
yes, but he ain't going.
No, I'm not saying it. I'm just saying that's why he has to be careful. Because Rob G. Check, I don't believe he has a – he must not have a no-trade clause. But check that out. Look and see if he has one.
You know –
But that's because Sacramento got young guys, De'Aaron Fox and all that. So you got to be careful.
I would not mind – and I know that this is going to sound outrageous and out of the box. I would not mind seeing him in Memphis. I would not mind.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's nice. But, okay, he does have a no-trade? He does not have a no-trade clause. Okay, yeah, that's a cute idea, Memphis. You giving me Ja Morant? Cause sign me up. And then I can get rid of Kyrie. Go buy Kyrie. And if KD wants to go, give me Ja and we can talk. Give me Ja and Jaren Jackson. And y'all
Whoa. I got to give you two players? No, KD. Brother, because you get the future. No way. I'm not giving you two
players.
Well,
there you go, running off at the mouth. You shouldn't have thrown Memphis out there. I'm not giving him to you for you know, chopped liver.
All right. Another place.
Moving on. So you're not giving me Ja for him?
No. Nope.
Okay.
I will
then
get
Memphis out.
Everything else is for sale.
I don't want everything.
Except everything else is for a sale. You know, and another now there is no trade scenario that works here that doesn't just destroy the entire team, but Boston. I think that the Boston Celtics fans would like embrace Kyrie.
Who,
I'm sorry,
who
Kevin
wouldn't embrace KD.
No. They are would.
Right.
Because they actually hate everybody except for their own players. And if you play well for them,
of course.
And if you can combine him,
George,
with,
who wouldn't want KD?
You asked where would I want him to go?
But I'm just saying, don't give me
like
the logic.
They would
love KD. Of course they would.
Miami first. Miami first.
So hold on. But you're throwing out unrealistic. You can't just throw out
there
a team.
There is no comparable trade for Kevin Durant. Do you understand that?
Yeah, no. Hold
there
on.
There is no comparable trade.
No, there is. Stop it. If I'm the Nets and Kevin Durant comes to me, like let's say it just doesn't work out with Kyrie. Well, he's gone. And Kevin Durant comes to me and says, look, I want to be traded. Oh, I mean, I hate to lose him. But that I got a lot to work with.
Correct.
And if I trade Kevin Durant, I'm
what
getting
is he
back
worth
up.
Though?
Boston,
what?
Give me Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Yeah, I said it. I don't think they would, but then you don't get KD.
So the point is that for a player like Kevin Durant, LeBron in his prime, all of that stuff. Those players have there is no fair trade back.
I get that, but if I got control, because a lot of times guys, if they demand trades, they got like a year left on the deal.
Yeah, and where they can just walk away.
I'm laughing. I'll see something, boy. I ain't even gonna bring it up, but I'll bring it up during the break. But all right, here we go. Gosh. All right, here we go. Look. No, George, that's not how the game is played. You've got to give me some trade scenarios. You can't just throw out the Lakers.
No.
The Clippers.
That's unreal.
Well, who are you giving me back? Because if I'm the Nets, I'm like, look, I don't want to trade KD, but if I have to, oh, I am getting a king's ransom. A king's ransom, unless KD wants to sit the rest of his career.
But you're not. That's the point. Is that because he's got so long left on his contract, it makes him pretty untradeable.
What? It does not make him untradeable
because he's got so much time left. That
makes him more tradable.
No,
because
it doesn't.
The team
because
knows
anything
if we
that
get
makes
him, we got him
Chris,
for the next 4 years.
Chris,
what are you talking about?
Anything that you try to trade for him. Will absolutely, because he's got so much time left on his contract, will destroy the rest of your team. There is no place.
Well, he's Kevin Durant. He is your team. Can somebody say woodshed?
Hold on.
Brian Finley, can you say woodshed Rob,
if you send him to Boston for Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, you have destroyed your entire team. There is no point in trading for him at that point in time because you've lost anything could possibly help him. Find me a trade, Chris, in the NBA that you could trade Kevin Durant for, and you're still going to have a good team back after you trade him. Find me one in the entire league.
Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton.
DeAndre Ayton's a free agent. He's walking out the door. So, sorry, wrong. No, try again.
They can't do. I don't know if they could do him in a sign and trade. I'm not sure how that would work. But you could, theoretically at least, unless there's some type of stipulation for that player,
you're going to be left typically. With Kevin Durant and old Chris.
So you
Chris
could do a
Paul.
Sign and yeah, I'm sure they could do it. No, but I'm saying, don't tell me. You asked me a question.
I said, hold on,
let me finish.
Okay.
You asked me a question, and I just gave you an answer where I would have Chris Paul, Kevin Durant, Mikal Bridges, etc. They wouldn't be good? Yeah, they would be good.
They would be the Dallas Mavericks. They would be the Dallas Mavericks.
But the Dallas Mavericks are good. I'm not promising you a championship, but you said give me a good team. He's Kevin freaking Durant. I can't set it out
There's
on a silver platter for you.
There's nothing left if you trade for him,
done.
Chris. There is
really,
not a,
Phoenix,
there is not a team,
and
I still stand by that. There's not a team that you can trade him to. There's not a team that you can trade him to that
right,
you have anything
one.
Championship caliber
one.
Left.
Here's another one. CJ, and I'm not saying the Nets do. I'm just throwing out potentials to you since you want to play this game with me. CJ McCollum and Brandon Ingram.
That seems like enough, or do you have to give up first round picks too?
Give me a pick. Y'all got enough young players. Give me a pick, first round pick too.
And what are you left with on that
Zion
on that team?
Williamson.
Are you sure
and
you
Kevin
got
Durant?
Zion? Are you yeah. sure he's played like?
Well,
50 some games in 3 years.
Injury, okay,
well,
80, of course.
Sorry, 85 games in 3 years.
He's always an injury question. But I'm saying if he's there playing, they're nice. And I'm going to hold on. Memphis. Now, I know the salaries because these guys are young. But let's say theoretically, say they did give Jaren Jackson and Ja Morant. Memphis had a better record without Ja than they had with him. Now, I'm not saying they're better without him, but they got a great coach. They got, young players that can play. You drop Kevin Durant in there instead of Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson, are you going to tell me they're not good?
No. What you're going to be left with Brandon Clark, Dylan Brooks, and Slo-Mo? As your best players?
No,
stop
no.
It.
Your best player is Kevin Durant.
You
and I
have
got
now.
Hold on.
You are
Desmond
the whole
Bain,
point, Chris,
no,
is to
it.
Try to build a championship
George,
caliber team.
You got
and the point
slow.
Is, if you trade for Kevin Durant
George.
Under his current contract situation, and not where he could just walk out the door the next year, so they have to be reasonable about a trade. You are not going to have a decent team left, and the Pelicans
you're
ain't
flat
no
out
way.
Wrong.
Hold on.
You like
and if
three,
you're trading
no, you
the Pelicans.
On. You hold on. You've been filibustering the mic. All right, listen. If they gave them Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson, they got Kevin Durant, Desmond Bain, Dylan Brooks, Brandon Clark, don't tell me that's not a good team. I'm not guaranteeing a title, but they had a better record without Ja. So don't tell
they
me when you drop Kevin Durant in there instead of Ja Morant, they're not going to be good?
They did have a better record. However, as we saw in the playoffs, all of that great play for 43 minutes, it'll be a one-point game against a good team, and then the last 5 minutes of the game, they can't score because they don't have a closer.
Who couldn't? Memphis?
Yes, Memphis.
They had Ja.
But Ja, you just said that they were
is
that
Kevin
they
Durant,
had a better
is
record
Kevin Durant a closer?
Without, could, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Then they would have a closer.
Except for they would be without Jaren Jackson. They would be without Jaren Jackson and Ja Morant. What are you talking about? And,
I'm talking
and
about they.
That's not even
George,
a comparable
do you not
trade
understand?
Either.
Hold on, you stop. Stop, please. Do you not understand that if Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson went to Brooklyn, Kevin Durant would go to the Nets or to the Grizzlies?
Yes.
He would be your closer.
And
here's
you
another
think,
one.
Hold on, hold
here's
on.
Here's another and, one. How about and, Anthony and, Davis? And fifth,
so,
here's another. How about Anthony Davis? Would the Lakers be any good if they got if they traded Anthony Davis or Kevin Durant?
The Brooklyn
Thank
Nets
you.
wouldn't do
no,
that.
No, you asked me for trades. And you and made that, this that, you
that's
made
a,
this
that's
asinine.
A trade. That's
you,
a trade the Lakers would do, but Brooklyn would not do. How many games are you going to get? How many games is Anthony
statement.
Davis going to play next
you
season?
Made
if you had to do it over,
one,
over,
as
under.
As a two, as a seven, as a nine statement that if you traded for Kevin Durant, you wouldn't be any good. I just off the top of my head gave you like five teams.
No,
don't
you
let
didn't.
A brother study the situation.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct's spring sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.